Agot and Erev Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Shir number 192. We're going to go through now in the book, Rabbi Avraham Twersky, Life's Too Short, which is a wonderful book about how to put the plug, pull the plug on self-defeating behaviors and turn on the power of self-esteem. And in describing the problems that are caused by low self-esteem, the question is, what's the solution and how do you develop a positive self-image in a healthy way? Which is not simple, but it could be accomplished. So Twersky talks about it, and the first step is to accept the possibility that your self-concept that you had all your life till this point may be invalid. If you don't accept that possibility, then you won't change. You have no motivation. If you don't make a self-assessment, if you assume you know yourself, you know, then you're not going to change. Also, if you feel this is the way you are, it's like looking through a pile of rubble and you're convinced you're not going to find anything of value there. So you have to really believe that there's something of value to be found in order to make an effort. You have to believe that by you changing the way you think and feel about yourself, you can actually gain something of tremendous value, a treasure. You have to actually start believing that. And it's not easy to remove from your hearts the conviction about one's self-image, especially a negative image that may have begun as early as young childhood. So if you're already older, even in your 20s or 30s, certainly middle age or older, you need to often be ready to let go of ideas that you harbored for many years, sometimes 5 years, sometimes 10 years, sometimes 30, 40 or more years. And there's a resistance in relinquishing ideas that are deeply entrenched for so long. We're so entrenched with ideas about ourselves for so long, we don't believe that we can change. The second step, this first is to accept that possibility that your self-concept is invalid and try to research and find the treasures within you to recognize that's not the case, and then to make those lifestyle changes that will promote a more positive self-image. And there may be a fierce resistance to that more positive self-image because we're creatures of habit. And most of us are reluctant to change our established patterns that we have. So Twersky said as follows. This is, when lecturing on this theme, I often ask the audience to fold their arms across their chests and note whether they cross their left arm over their right arm or the right arm over the left arm. And then he suggested do the opposite and see how they feel. And most people invariably reported they felt an awkwardness folding their arms in the opposite way that they normally did. And they had difficulty maintaining that position for an extended period of time without discomfort. So if changing a simple posture could be uncomfortable, so how distressful can it be to alter a significant behavior? It could be very, very distressing. The tendency to return to the familiar and well-established pattern because it's more comfortable holds back the drive to make a change in your self-image. Now, I know with me, as an example, so Baruch Hashem, I have a bad eating habits, emotional eater, and in the last few months, Baruch Hashem, Hashem helped me. I davened for it, asked for siyat d'shmaya, and kept, you know, day by day. And Hashem helped me, and it's been a few months where I've been eating a lot healthier, lost weight, and exercised, and so on and so forth. But I have to admit, it was extremely difficult. You know, it was much easier. It got easier over time, and people should still try to do it, of course, and you feel better about it over time, but it is a lot of hard work. No one's going to deny it. The rewards are tremendously great, but it is a lot of hard work to change habits that you had for many years, in my case, decades, but it's doable. That's what I'm trying to tell all of you. It's doable in what I did. It's doable with everything that you may do to enhance your lives and be healthier, whether eating or exercising healthier or overall changing your perceptions about yourselves. So that's the second step, to make those lifestyle changes, even though they may be difficult, and to fight the resistance that you feel regarding it. The third step is to be extremely patient. You know, the self-image has prevailed such a good part of our life, and it's not going to be replaced quickly. Changes in self-concept are gradual. They come in small increments, and you'll have relapses. It may take time before you see that substantive change. But if you have these conditions that we just said, Number one, you accept the possibility that your self-concept was invalid all these years. Number two is you make those lifestyle changes that promotes a more positive self-image, even though there will be a fierce resistance to it. And number three, to be patient about it. Then you can begin a self-assessment. And after that, you basically, the idea being is like this. He explains the premise of the book. The premise of this book is, I am better than I think I am. You know, a sculptor finishes their masterpiece, and an observer looks at it and says, wow, amazing. Then he said, it really wasn't that great of an accomplishment. I store the statue inside the slab of marble, and all I had to do was chip away the pieces so that it would become visible to everyone. I think they say that Michelangelo said this, who was a famous sculptor, that it was really in them or to begin with. In other words, there's a great deal of good in ourselves that makes the job simpler once you believe that. Now, what gives a person value? Our feeling good about ourselves is related to our unique human aspects, our character, our personality, love, honesty, courage, humility, generosity, empathy. And we all possess those wonderful qualities. Some more than others, or some are more concealed. We actually have it. You may feel you lack empathy, but you have empathy. It may be concealed. And like a sculpture, you need to expose them. One difference, of course, we talked about it a lot. Rav Tversky is madgish this a lot. It's obvious, but we need to review it. That the differences between people and animals, the primary differences, primary difference is that we can make intelligent choices based on concepts of right and wrong and good and bad, rather than our behavior determining just what the body craves, what our emotions tell us. We can make intelligent choices. That in making intelligent choices exercise our unique human traits, and by that we gain healthy pride, healthy self-esteem. So keep in mind that making intelligent choices may not initially give us a comfortable lifestyle. Initially, it's hard to overcome our urge or our drive, but it's a price well worth paying. Self-esteem requires trust in ourselves. Codependent people do not trust their own impressions, do not trust their own judgments, looking for cues on how other people react to them. Are they smiling? Do they appear approving or disapproving? Right? So, of course, it's wise to seek advice from others. That's true. We need to do that. Our own clear understanding will help us. But we also need to ask other people for their judgments. But that doesn't mean you're dependent on other people for every choice you make. You could be flexible, basically, is what we're saying is as follows. You get advice from other people and learn from it. But you don't make your whole essence depending on what another person thinks about you. If we make mistakes, that could be positive learning experiences. It should not be devastating failures. One real sign of low self-esteem is when we view mistakes as devastating failures. And we need to realize we all make mistakes. Some could be costly mistakes. And we have every reason that we could regret those mistakes. But the regret function of mistakes is to alert us, okay, let's not repeat the mistake. Not to self-bash. Experience is a hard teacher, but fools will learn no other way. That's not true. Fools who are those who fail to learn from experience. If you made a mistake, even if you made a serious mistake, and you learn not to repeat it, then you're wise. You're not wise for not making the mistake. We all make stupid mistakes. We can make stupid mistakes and still be wise when we recognize it. Do our best not to repeat it. Then we are wise. Then we become wise. So it's easy to act out of habit. Thinking how we're going to act takes effort. Thinking about the ramification of something when you have a drive to do something and to overcome it is not easy. Right? And we have to trust ourselves. Allow us to be assertive. Doesn't mean you have to be aggressive, but appropriately assertive when you need to. Assertiveness. Sometimes we withdraw too much, and we need to be assertive in a healthy way. In a healthy way. He goes through a story about dealing with someone 38 years old, and little by little, Rabbi Tversky worked with her to get her to take certain steps, little steps to increase her self-esteem. And it's a fascinating way that she, he put it, and it's kedai again to read the book. We're not going through the entire book. But there are, you can make those changes, is what we're trying to say. You can make those positive changes. Sometimes you write down things, you could write down things you don't like about it yourself and recognize I want to change it. There's a famous Chinese proverb from thousands of years ago that says a journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. That's the idea. It starts with a single step. If you don't, you may not like your passiveness. You may not like that you have a, if you fail to stand up for your own rights or assert your own opinions. So decide that for the next 24 hours, you'll be alert to practice it, to ask for things. Now, there's a famous prayer that someone, Reinhold Niebuhr, adopted by AA, asks, basically, it's a prayer that asks guidance to accept things that we cannot change and changing things that we can change, and the wisdom to know the difference. So you need to accept the past. You cannot change the past. But acceptance doesn't mean approval. I can accept that I've been a certain way, but I need not to approve of it. And I can muster the courage to change. So by looking back at your life and not being happy with big parts of your life is okay. Is okay. You're not self-bashing by doing that. You're recognizing there's a lot I need to work on and change. And then you start working on changing it. Doesn't have to be radical changes. Usually radical changes are not helpful. The Evan Shlomo de Gra and many other Svarim say that you can't jump madrigas like crazy. Sometimes in certain scenarios and some types of tshuva, you jump from a low level to a very high level quickly to get out of a mud, but generally speaking, changes take place in small increments. You have the Seder night, we have a big Eiris, tremendous light, and then you have Svira, day by day, step by step. Most of us need to work primarily in that mode. Try to complete sentences like, what I like most about myself is, and think about it and add to it. What do I like least about myself? I would like to be this. I'm happiest when this happens. And fill out those sentences. Review it. Know about yourself. Make those gradual changes that will eliminate the negative qualities and implement positive traits in your lives. And with a bit of determination and effort, you can make those changes. You have the ability to make those changes. I like when Rabbi Tversky quotes Snoopy, you know, the cartoon. He's very good with it. He sees there's a lot of wisdom in it. He co-authored books with the author of Peanuts, which is Charles Schulz is the author of it, of the cartoons. And, you know, so he brings some analogies over there. But one main point that he brings down over there is that when you focus on your outer self-behaviors, your outer speech and open thoughts, that's the key. It's not always psychoanalyzing the past. Person has inner self and outer self. Again, the Masilas Sharm mentions this. The Chinuch mentions it. Chitzonius, Mayereres, Saprimius. We usually, a lot of us feel internal. We like to analyze things. And there's nothing wrong with that. Of course, you can analyze things. But you focus on the outer behaviors first. And you change that. That's where the behaviorists, they may go extreme, but they advocate changing behavior first, working from the outside in. And that works a lot. You know, Tversky often says this, you know, people, they want to try to understand why they get drunk or why they have an addictive behavior to drug or sex or alcohol or gambling or whatever it may be. And they analyze this disturbed behavior from here to tomorrow. But the bottom line is you focus on one simple thing, the disturbed behavior itself. Don't pick up that first drink and get yourself to those meetings. And those meetings work. Then he has, and we're not going to get into this right now, but he has a few chapters on why, in many cases, to get through, to build on your self-esteem when dealing with addictions that one fell into, that to join these AA meetings and other meetings, and explains why group therapy often works in a very positive way when there's a support system of love and support and caring where they don't coddle you, per se, and they sometimes point out things to you, but they all do it in a very supportive way where you feel safe. And very often, these meetings just simply work. Why it works, no one really knows 100% why it works. So he has a few chapters here, which we're not going to give shiurim on, but how it worked for this person, how it worked for that person, how group therapy helped in many instances, especially when dealing with concepts of low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, that people fell into behavioral or negative patterns. So that's a very important yesod to also know about. So this is the idea of what we talked about here, which is very important, is to develop the skill of turning on that self-esteem. Listen to this a few times. Listen to taking the steps to do this. And Mezzeh Hashem, you should all have atzlacha with this. Bracha v'atzlacha.